How are you all doing? Oh, I get my night light. Oh, no, it's okay. You can leave the lights off. I got a light. I'm going to put this. How's everyone going? Good? Are we enjoying this Friday night service we've got going? Yeah, so far. We're liking it. Do you know what I saw when I came in? $3. Is it $4 or $3 for the nachos? $3 for nachos. Heck yes. Anyway, I'll get right into it because we've got 10 minutes, so I'm going to make it real short, real nice, real tight, and it'll be beautiful, and you guys will be good. So, my title is Fresh Canvas. Ooh, come on. It's Friday night, so I need you guys to be like real feedbacky for me, yeah? So give me some like, ooh, if you like it, and some ooh, if you don't. We'll be happy either way. Anyway, so Fresh Canvas. Let's pray real quick, and then we'll get into it. Lord, I thank you for this Friday night, Father. I pray that this would set a tone, Father, for the rest of the year as we continue to run these services, Father God. I pray for the next 10 minutes that they would be anointed, Father God, that people would hear what you want them to hear, and I would say what you want me to say, and it would be incredible. Amen. Sweet. Cool. So, let's jump back to Matthew 28:20. I haven't given you guys at the sound desk any of these verses, but yous will be all right. So for those of you that aren't up to scratch with what's happened at this point, Jesus has come, Jesus has died, Jesus has risen, and they're about to meet him on the mountain. And there's some disciples that are a little bit like, oh, is it really Jesus? They're a bit uncertain with what's going on. Anyway, so Matthew 28:18 actually is where I'm going from. Then Jesus came to them and he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So this verse, this section of the Bible is called the Great Commission. This is where the church theoretically is birth, not the actual moment, but where Jesus calls them for what the church is going to be in the book of Acts. This is where our church started. It's where C3 Fremantle started. Yeah, that's right. Boom! So, some of them doubt, and Jesus gives them three pointers that he gives them, or that he speaks. All authority has been given to me. Not some authority, all of it. All power is in Christ. He won the power over death. Point two, therefore go. This is the moment where everything is kind of theoretical. Now go. This is the point where you guys disperse and go do what you've been called to do. You've been hanging around with Jesus for 3 years. You've heard good stuff. Now go. Get out. And third, I am with you. Not just I am with you. I am with you always. Possibly the most reassuring words you can hear when you've been called to the greatest task humanity's ever seen. He's not just with you sometimes, but all the times. Not all the times, all the time. I'm going to speak proper English. So, this is the Great Commission. This is where the church started. And when I kind of started looking at this, I thought to myself, for 2013 years or however long it is, have there been any points where, like, Christianity has almost died? Has, like, the flame almost, like, flickered out? Do you know what I mean? Like, when was it at its most weakest point? And so I thought I'd have a look and see what some people did. Surely when a dude called Sigmund Freud called the world to sleep around and give in to their carnal desires... Ill. There must have been a few people that kind of thought, oh, I'm out. They said, this is what they said about Sigmund Freud. His mind is brilliant, his mouth just as good. With his mind and his mouth, he'll destroy Christianity. He'll destroy it. He'll wipe it out. Surely at that point, the flame kind of flickered a little bit. There would have been some doubt, some churches that would have been like, this guy's going to take us out. A little flicker. Maybe when Friedrich Nietzsche, I don't know if I'm saying that right, said he would move God entirely from Europe. He would wipe Europe clean. No one would say the name God again. I'm sure there were some churches in Europe that cowered a little bit at that point. Maybe Francois Voltaire. This guy had a brilliant mind. Like, brilliant. Brilliant. This guy would hold services like this one, big rallies. And he would have hundreds, if not thousands, of people give up on their faith during these services. It was like an anti-church. You'd go there as this passionate church, like churchgoer. No one's ever going to sway me. No one's ever going to do this. And he calls these people to abandon their faith. And then during one of his public rallies, he stood there and he declared, "In 20 years' time, Christianity will be no more. The edifice it took 12 disciples to build, I will destroy with my single hand." What an arrogant statement. Guess what? So, you know, this guy, he's claimed himself to be the destroyer of Christianity. How did the church survive? I've named three people. Surely over time there have been more and more things that have happened that have almost wiped it out. And so I thought, is there a verse? Is there something that can kind of happen if people believe this is just a man-made institution made up on nonsense and blah, blah, blah? So I thought I'd have a look in the Bible for some good stuff, and I found this, and this just like blew me away. Acts 5:35. So this is at a point where some of the apostles have been brought in because they're kind of dispersing the gospel, they're kind of sharing, they're doing what they need to do. So listen real closely to these things that I'm about to say. "But a Pharisee named Gamaliel," so he's a Pharisee, "a teacher of the law who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men," meaning the disciples, "be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, 'Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing." Nothing. "After him, Judas the Galilean," different Judas, "after him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census, and he led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you this. Leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will find yourself fighting against God." If God wants it, it's going to happen. You see, we are not... this isn't a man-made thing. This isn't Nigel's personal goal for life. I mean, it is. But it's come from God, because God's given it to him. God gave him this vision for Fremantle. That's why we're still here. Pastor Nigel and Pastor Andrew came down here 16 years ago, fought this hard slog, breaking down barriers to set this thing up. Look at it. If it was a man on his own, this would have failed. And Nigel will tell you that. Because it's from God, it's going to stand the test of time. This church, the church, will stand the test of time. So, I just think what they did is awesome. So, good you guys. So, I'm gonna wrap this up really quickly. So, I'm going to paint you guys a picture about painting a picture. All right? I'm wrinkling brains with that. I'm going to paint you a picture about painting a picture. 16 years ago, 16 years, this church has been running. And for 16 years, our Sunday morning service has been going. And so I want you to imagine a piece of canvas, 16 years worth of painting on it. And so you've got these layers that are building up on it. You've got these colors, you've got these shapes, you've got these textures. All these things are building up on this canvas. 16 years, that's a lot of paint. Canvas would probably be like this thick. But this new service that we're starting tonight, this new service we're starting today, is a fresh blank canvas. This thing is not yet got anything on it. It's completely and utterly fresh. It's the second flavor in the two ice cream pots. It's the second gun in the arsenal. It's same artist, different painting. So that one's been going for 16 years. This is a fresh new one that God's about to start here. So, tonight it remains fresh. It hasn't been touched yet. It's an untouched, beautiful thing. White and fresh. No dirt marks. It's been just taken out of the plastic. This is a nice, fresh piece of canvas. And so tonight, as we start this service, I'm going to tie something in with it. And I'm going to ask Yana to come. Where's Yana? She's there. I see you, Yana. Come on. If you can play something real nice and pretty. Do you need your light back? No, you're good. Okay, cool. And so tonight I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and just bow your head for a second, and I'm going to kind of keep talking. And then I'm going to ask you to make a call. So this illustration of the blank canvas is not only applicable to our new service, but it's also applicable to us. Because Christ, when he came, wiped the slate clean. He gave you a fresh new canvas to begin. He wiped away all the stuff that you'd done before, all those things that you don't need anymore. A fresh start. So he went to the cross 2,000 years ago. He started a flame. He started something that's kept burning and it stood the test of time so that you can be here tonight to have a choice and to make a decision. He did it so you could ask him, not so that you definitely would, but you could ask for him to wash away all the sin, all the pain, all those things in your life that just bring you down. And he's going to give you something fresh to start with. I'm not going to ask anyone to come out the front. I'm going to make this just between me and you. So if you want to make a decision for the first time to meet that man that died on the cross, I'm going to give you that opportunity in a second. You may not know too much about him, but you just get the sense from being here tonight that there's something different. There's something real, there's something tangible here that you want a part of. You may not know exactly what it is, but you want a touch. You want something. The second part is, for those of us that have been walking around with our canvas and it's got a bit dirty over time, and we know that we need to come, we need to get it cleaned, we need to get something nice and fresh. And because of Christ and the cross, we can do that. So this is your opportunity. If there's anyone that just tonight they know they need a fresh start or they want to meet him for the very first time, I'm going to ask you to pop up your hand. Just give me a wave. It's a chance for a fresh new beginning, a fresh start. Is there anyone there? Just spend a moment. If you feel something just prompting you, then that's it. He's calling you. He wants you. He's calling you home. Cool. All right, guys. Thank you. You can open your eyes for a second if you wish. Shane, would you like to say anything or would you like me to go? Alright. If there's anyone that would like prayer, just hang around. And once everyone goes out into the cafe, we'll spend a moment with you. We'll pray for you. Whatever it is, don't ever be afraid of coming out here. Because, yeah, and so, yeah. So if you want that, stay in here, hang around. Otherwise, we've got the cafe going. We're going to have nachos and other good food out there. It's going to be cool. So hang out, spend the night, not the whole night, as much of the night as you'd like. And it's going to be real cool. So thank you very much for coming. I hope you enjoyed our first Friday night. You may go. Thank you.